Hello everyone and welcome to this episode of the Leamington Hour podcast with me, Gary Jones. Now I hope you're all doing really well. I have got a really cool little set of interviews for you today. Now as part of the Coventry and Warwickshire Business Festival that's been happening over the last 2 weeks, I was at an event on Monday organised by Sandra Garlick of the Women Who Network, and she had well over 100 people at the event. It was really cool. Now, we heard from speakers, we heard about some stories from the previous Women Who Awards that happened at this year, but I picked out four really cool people to talk to, so we're going to be hearing interviews from Sandra Garlick, Dave Sharp, Lindsay Luke and Chris Ransbottom. So let's start with Sandra. I am with the founder, the host, the lovely Sandra Garlick here for our first interview. Hey Sandra, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
So it's next. So this is the 2018 Women Who Awards. It's last year was crazy. This year you've got 120 people in the room. They're all networking already. How are you feeling about this year?
Oh, it's going to be absolutely great. It's phenomenal. We're part of the Coventry and Warwickshire Business Festival today. And to have 100, it's 130 have booked on now.
130.
We're one of the largest events. The interest in the awards has been phenomenal. We've got sponsors approaching us now, want to get involved. We've already had 20 entries and we haven't officially launched.
Wow.
So yes, people should get over to the website, have a look at the womanwho.co.uk, enter now, download the form and get entering. It's great. It's going to be really exciting this year.
Brilliant. So 6 months have gone since the last awards. How's it been for you?
As I say, it's been phenomenal. We've launched in Leicestershire, Northamptonshire and Rutland.
Wow.
We're launching in Birmingham and West Midlands and Staffordshire in January. And considering it's 2 months to go to our event, we've had 120 book on already, which is really scary how wide it's growing.
I think that's testament to your hard work, your passion and the legacy that the Women Who's already got. So it's only 2 years old, this is the third year here. It's amazing.
I know, and a huge thank you to the venue here at Coombe Abbey for putting us
they
in the marquee
brilliant.
Today. It looks great, we've got the Christmas tree up, it's phenomenal, and the ladies are busy networking.
Brilliant. So in terms of people, the next steps for people, you said the website's live, and is it taking entries yet, or is that going to be in a few months'
no,
time?
No, entries are open.
Cool.
Entries are open until the 23rd of February, 2018. Yep. We've got an event back here at Coombe Abbey on the 8th of March for International Women's Day, where we'll be announcing the finalists.
Brilliant, brilliant. So that will probably be podcast number two in this series, I'm guessing.
It probably will be, Gary.
Cracking, cool. Well, have a good day and take care.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sandra. Now, remember, entries are open, so please, please, please get on it. Check out the website. And if you know someone who needs to be nominated, just push them in the right direction. It's so worth doing it. And you only have to hear the previous podcasts to understand the actual value of entering awards and going through that process. Now, next up, we're going to be talking to Lindsay Luke, all about her involvement and how the FSB is helping to support businesses, community projects and the Women Who. My next interview is with Lindsay Luke, who is a massive part and a really inspirational lady in the FSB. How are you doing, Lindsay?
I'm good, thank you.
Cool. So the last 6 months have been crazy for the Women Who.
Yeah.
How's it been for you and the FSB?
We're absolutely delighted to be partnered with Sandra. We have launched it now in other areas, so it's going into our Leicester and our Birmingham branches as well. It's phenomenal to see the work that Sandra's doing around the Women in Business agenda. She's part of our Women in Business Task Force nationally, and she feeds in all the issues that women in business are facing locally into a national level as well.
Brilliant. And I believe you've also set up your own awards, is that right?
Yep. So following the success of Women Who, the FSB decided to launch some national awards across the UK celebrating businesses from all shapes and sizes to complement what we're doing here. And we have an area final for the West Midlands happening on the 16th of March next year. at the National Motorcycle Museum.
Cool.
And that is for any business based in the West Midlands, regardless of size, sector, to enter. And we hope that all of the women who finalists and winners from last year put their names forward and get put forward onto a West Midlands platform.
Brilliant. And if anyone wants to find more information about that, how could they? Have you got websites?
Yeah, it's on our website, which is fsbawards.co.uk, and entries close on the 12th of January.
Lovely. I can see people are sitting down now. So let's finish it off here. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Cheers. Now, at that point, there was loads of people coming down and sitting down. Now, I managed to catch up with two other people at the event, which was Dave Sharp, the MC and the host for this particular event, but also Chris Ransbottom, a local business owner from Coventry. So let's catch up with Chris and see how the woman who has shaped her and her experiences so far. I'm here with one of last year's finalists, and we're just going to talk about the last 6 months and how has it been. So if you wouldn't mind just introducing yourself and your business and your name, and I'm sure people know you, but let's do the whole formalities.
Yeah, I'm Chris Ransbottom and I run the Amethyst Centre, which is a holistic therapy and training centre in Coventry.
Brilliant. And last year you were nominated for an award, but sadly you couldn't be here because you're working in your centre. How's the last 6 months been for you and your business?
It's been quite interesting. We've done very well, sort of in the business-wise. I put out some feelers for next year to see what comes back, and we got a couple of very interesting propositions come back. We've joined National Institute, International Providers of Holistic Medicine, and that's sort of opened a few doors for us.
Brilliant. So next year's going to be really rosy and exciting.
It's going to be very busy, I know that.
Brilliant. So if people wanted to find more about the Amethyst Centre, how could they?
Yeah, the website is amethystcentre.com. We have a Facebook page, the Amethyst Centre. We're on Twitter, the Amethyst Centre. And, of course, you can just come to us on Ball Hill. We're above the hardware shop on the corner of St Michael's Road.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Chris. And we're all looking forward to hearing what you've got up to going to be doing.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've heard from Sandra, Lindsay and Chris. Let's catch up with the MC and host, Dave Sharp. I am with the man of the moment, the MC, the host, Dave Sharp. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm very well today, thank you.
Brilliant. So it's been 6 months since the award ceremony. I know you were here in your FSB role at that point in time. What's your role today?
Well, if you remember, Gary, at the awards, I was here supporting the FSB. I've been a member since 2010, and they are big sponsors and supporters of the Woman Who Network and awards. But I was put on the spot by introducing the host then, which was Tricia Dudu.
You were.
I introduced her onto stage today because I've been working with Sandra for the last 6 months. She's asked me if I'll come and do some MCing today, just introducing the people onto stage and just setting the scene for the day.
Lovely. So I know you're used to being on stage and it's something that you do quite often at award ceremonies and loads of different stuff. When's your next event and where people find you next?
That's a great question. Apart from today, the next biggie is for me on Saturday. I'm down at Old Billingsgate Fish Market. It's not a Bush Tucker trial. They've actually converted the space along the banks of the River Thames in London into a fantastic event space.
Brilliant.
I do a big charity ball there for Bovis Lendlease, 850 people, all sorts of great acts. And that's Saturday. It's a perfect way to start December.
Lovely. If people wanted to find more information about you and about what you do, how could they?
Dave Sharp with an e.co. UK.
Lovely. Cheers, Dave.
Thank you.
Nice and simple. Check out Dave. Check out Lindsay and the FSB's awards. And remember, entries are open for the Woman Who Awards next year. Now, this is only a really short podcast because the next biggie from the Woman Who is going to be on the 8th of March, where we're going to be celebrating International Ladies' Day at Coombe Abbey and launching the, well, we're going to be announcing all the finalists. It's going to be an absolutely cracking event, so please book onto it and check out the Woman Who Network events beforehand and also the Woman Who Awards later on in 2018. And remember, getting into an award is a great way of increasing your business's awareness. It's a great chance to network and it's a great chance to help you and others grow. Take care, everyone, and I'll see you next time. See you in a bit.